Welcome to this Hero Complex Imagination Meditation. For more family-friendly series and specials, please visit our website at herocomplex.ca. Today's meditation is The Orca, and we're going to recognize our greatness with this one. My name is Rob, and I'm going to guide you through a fun and relaxing meditation today to help us let go of our present thoughts. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. I'll remind you to breathe now and then, but please feel free to breathe whenever it works best for you. We're just hoping to quiet our minds for a little while, focus inwards, and feel good. Please find yourself seated on a flat surface with your back sitting up tall in a gently relaxed way. Don't force anything. You can close your eyes, I do, or even just lower your eyelids as you softly gaze downward. Let's begin. Orcas, sometimes known as killer whales, are a toothed whale and the largest member of the oceanic dolphin family and can be found in oceans throughout the world. It is recognizable by its black and white coloring on its body and highly sociable behavior and the stable family groups or pods that they live in. Populations of orcas are endangered due to ongoing food depletion, habitat loss, use of military sonar, conflicts with human fisheries, as well as capture for marine mammal theme parks. More awareness of the cruelty of these parks has forced many theme parks to close or release their captive orcas back into the wild so that they may live free. Studies on orcas have shown that they are highly intelligent and are one of the few animal species on Earth, along with humans, chimps, gorillas, and elephants, that have cognitive self-awareness and can recognize themselves in a reflection. That's why I thought the orca was the perfect animal for us to focus on, recognizing ourselves for our personal successes, positive outcomes, and accomplishments, no matter how small they may be. Even a small success can be considered a great success. Okay, little orca. You and your family have just swam northward in the Pacific Ocean from California and arrived at the mouth of the Fraser River in British Columbia, Canada. So, as you break the surface of the water, you take a nice big breath of air through the blowhole on the top of your head. Take a deep breath in and let a big breath out. Breathe in and breathe out. Keep breathing, little orca. The air of the Pacific Northwest is cool and fresh. You are so close to shore, you can practically taste the tall coniferous trees that emit lovely oxygen to nourish your body and mind. Breathing makes you feel calm, and it is especially nice just to focus on breathing after such a long swim northward. Swimming is your life, but it's important to take moments to pause and just breathe. Breathing reminds us that we exist, which we sometimes forget as we think only outwardly in the hustle of everyday life activities. We have so much to do and places to go, so it's good to stop and just breathe once in a while. Appreciate that breath. Appreciate that fresh air. It's okay to forget about ourselves, our contributions to the world, because they may feel so small. We forget ourselves, and often our own needs get cast aside. As orcas, we have self-awareness. We know we exist and who we are within our family, our pod, but often it escapes our thoughts. So, little orca, breathe into your existence and breathe out to let others know we take up space and are an important part of our Earth. We are each important. We are important to our friends and family, but we are also important to the balance of life on this planet. we contribute and provide. Our voices, our thoughts, our ideas, our knowledge. Breathe in and breathe out. Exude your life force. We belong, little orca. We belong to this pod. We belong to this ocean. We belong. As we hear the waves lap on the surface, we continue to breathe. As we feel the breeze gust across the water, we continue to breathe. Breathing is what we mammals do best. To breathe. Each breath of air is an accomplishment. It may seem trivial because it's something we do all day, every day. But to breathe is to provide for ourselves, even in an unconscious way. Just because we don't notice it doesn't make it any less deserving of recognition. In your next breath, recognize the accomplishment of providing for yourself, little orca. If you ate earlier, recognize that act too. It's small. We may not appreciate it, but we did it. And so we should recognize that as a success. Breathe into your heart. Recognize it beating in your chest. Recognize that it successfully circulates life to your body and your brain. Recognize all of the parts inside of you doing their jobs. Recognize your lungs, your pancreas, your liver. Breathe deep into your body and let that feeling of recognition sink in. For each of those things in you that are a part of you contribute to your existence and the success of your life, and therefore your species. Recognize the power you have in your muscles that help you move. Recognize the success they provide you, from moving your eyes in your head to waving your pectoral fins and tail flukes through the water. Even if you can only lightly wriggle your eyelashes, that is still an accomplishment. Breathe in that success. Some think success can only be acknowledged if it is something big. But we already are big, little orca whale. So let's recognize all the small things. Recognize the 1 millimeter of growth you achieved last week. Breathe it in. Recognize that uncomfortable moment that you overcame. It may have been short, but you endured. Recognize that. Recognize how you contribute to your family, providing help or food or even just your presence as they endured a challenging time or feeling. Recognize that you were there for them. Recognize the love you gave them and appreciation you showed them. Breathe in and breathe out. Even if you accomplished nothing, recognize that you now have an intention to do something. Every something starts with an intention. Nothing happens without the intention. So the intention is the accomplishment that should be recognized. Your thoughts, your feelings, your inspiration. Recognize them. for they are what makes you, you. Just as a species, we can recognize ourselves, we must also recognize our own greatness. To think is to be great. To have empathy is to be great. To share is to be great. Breathe in that greatness and breathe it out, sharing it with the world. Breathe in again and breathe out that greatness, sending it out across the sea on the ocean winds so that it may be felt all the way in Japan. Breathe in and out again, sending that feeling of greatness all the way south, down to your family in Antarctica, then circumnavigating the entire globe to Iceland and Norway and South Africa. Breathe in and out and recognize your own success, even the small things, little orca whale. Slowly float your eyelids open. I hope this has helped you recognize the greatness that is in all of us. You can return to this meditation again and again to help whenever you need to remember that successes don't need to be big to be successes. We'd love you, listener, to let us know what you'd like to meditate on next and what animal you'd like to imagine. We take our inspiration from you. If you're enjoying imagination meditation, visit our website, herocomplex.ca. Also, please do share the series with all your friends and go ahead and subscribe or give us a review. We'd really appreciate that. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.